following an ultimatum from Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, in which the Movement for Democratic Change head gave the president 24 hours to call off elections scheduled for tomorrow and come to the negotiating table. President Robert Mugabe today said he is open to discussions with the opposition, though remains committed to carrying through with the presidential ballot. Tsvangirai has withdrawn from the election, and the international community has been vocal in its condemnation of the planned vote. John Stewart is on the board of directors for the Zimbabwe-based Human Rights Forum. Together with other religious and civil action groups, they are calling for the immediate deployment of a UN peacekeeping force.
Particularly the military, but also the police structures in Zimbabwe are themselves ambiguous in their support of Mugabe. And we think that one of the things that the deployment of an international peacekeeping force would do is to precipitate the dividing of the ruling elite that surrounds Mugabe and which presently enables him to stay in power. We do wish to emphasize that this needs to be an African-led, African-mandated, UN-supported, and probably international community-financed process. We do know that the president of Tanzania has indicated some preparedness, Tanzanian troops to be available should that be necessary. And likewise, the Botswana president has made similar statements. So I think my sense at the moment is Mugabe is not really amenable to persuasion by any means, even by sanctions at the moment. I think he is completely obsessed with the need to defend his revolution, and that any negotiation with the opposition is giving in to admission of defeat in that revolution.